Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
This is Butterfly Boucher.
This is Kelly Child.
This is Ella Hooper.
Katie Noonan.
Hi, this is Prinny Stevens.
And Mahalia Barnes.
This is Ivana Brand.
Hey everyone, this is Ruby Rose, and you are listening to Yes We Are with Lisa and Sammy on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Yes We Are with
Sammy and Lisa on Joy 94.9.
Connecting, representing, celebrating. Joy 94.9.
One of my good friends has recently shifted into an apartment in the city.
Right.
Absolutely
nice.
Gorgeous. So, of course, he's outfitting new furniture.
Yes.
So we went to the Swedish place.
Right.
The Swedish place.
Yes, where all the ladies, like-minded ladies like myself, like to hang out.
Yes, I know.
Even, if it's not hardware, it's this place.
Yeah, even my son was like...
They have a good meatball.
Yeah, breakfast. Oh, my God.
I know.
We're walking around and every now and then, lovely lady would walk past.
You give the old nod, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, or the couple's shopping for, new bits and pieces for the house. My son's like, oh, Mum, she's all right.
And I suppose he says that in a nice 10-year-old voice. Mum, she's all right.
Oh, yes, I know. So, of course, we're buying a couch. So we're sort of looking around. We've been back a couple of times and done the measuring and all that sort of stuff. And it comes in these great big boxes. So, of course, I've got the lesbian four-wheel drive and the trailer.
I know, but you have to get it into that park where it's total madness.
I know, right?
Can I just say, you almost need traffic controllers, like air traffic controllers, because it's madness.
With the flashing lights and the fluoro jackets and go, no, you drive that way.
No, no. Get your pedals out. No. Burp, burp, no.
So we pick it up and we take it back and trying to get it back up the lift into these big boxes. And, of course, you think all we've got to do is unpack the boxes and there's the couch. No.
You have to put it together.
Everything at the Swedish shop you have to put together.
Oh, so you don't do couch.
It took us an hour to put it together. But I'm sure my friend.
Did you have an Allen key?
Yes. We had 3 Allen keys.
Right. And all different sizes.
All different sizes. Nice. We like the different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, it was very good practice for my boy to sort of help.
I see you've got a bruise on your hand, though.
Well, actually, yes, I do have a bruise on my hand. That's a bit of a work-related injury, but that's another furniture story tell you a little
What's
bit later.
What's with the furniture, sister?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, well, I want to hear more about that shopping spree because there are things that you buy in that place you just don't friggin' need. We were talking about going to places where
you've got to put the furniture together.
You've got to put the furniture together or, the big warehouse stores or what have you, and you come home with a trolley load of stuff. For example, when I go to that meatball place, you come back with a whole lot of,
just bits and pieces.
Bits and pieces.
You go, oh, that looks good.
Ice cubes that look like love hearts. Mm. And when you actually get them home, they're bloody ridiculous to get out of those rubber things. they look great in theory.
It's only a dollar. I'll get it.
Yeah, I know, in theory. Mm. But who puts an arrow in their highball?
Yes. A highball.
Yeah, they're the highball.
It's very technical. That's the long glass.
That's the long glass.
For the listeners playing at
exactly.
home.
Exactly. Or if you have a little scotch glass.
The low ball.
You could put a little love heart. Ooh. I don't know whether or not the...
I don't know if the guests would be like, what are they saying
Just
about
give me an ice cube, God damn it. Speaking about asses.
You're speaking about asses.
I came across a bit of quirky news.
A bit of ass?
Yes. Black market butt shots left mum of two with quadruple amputee.
Okay. Give me the skinny.
A mum of two told... she had a skinny bum and she wanted a bigger bottom.
So she wanted like a J-Lo booty.
Yeah, a J-Lo booty because she had a bit of a skinny butt,
yes.
right? So she had silicone injections, right?
But it was black marked silicone, which then poisoned her. And then she ended up having both her arms and her legs amputated because it basically infected her.
Ba-bow.
Ba-bow.
Oh, my God.
She's now called Stumpy. No, that's really bad. No.
You didn't say that.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my God.
It left her in agony and led to losing her hands and feet as well as her buttocks. So not only did she have it injected into her buttocks, they sliced those off now. Now she's got no ass.
Ooh. Well, she had none to start with and now she has even less.
I've played a terrible price for vanity. I'll pay for the rest of my life and I blame no one but myself. What have you done for vanity? Speaking of Eric's kitchen and speaking about ice cubes, he's got an awesome fridge. He's got a kick-ass fridge, right, that you just pop your little drink thing under there and they come out. Not only that, I believe he puts wine in his fridge. It's something to do with the water thing. It's like a water cooler, but you can put wine in it and then it's like you just have chilled wine in the fridge.
Get out.
I think, I don't know, I might have been inebriated last time I was there.
That's a possibility.
Possibility.
He's, yes, I know. My son loves that fridge. He's like, Mum, I'm thirsty. He doesn't care what he's drinking as long as he gets to play with the ice cube machine.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. My fridge is just standard. Mine just blew up, mind you. So I had to buy a brand new one.
Uh-oh.
And the frustrating thing was is that I went to the shop and I picked out four different fridges. Can I have this one? No, it's not in stock. It's on a ship on the way over. Oh, can I have this one? No, no. And in the end, I've gone, are you serious? I said, don't you want to sell a fridge in this place? Mm. And, you know, the guy was just getting frustrated because he had no stock. And so in the end, he gave me a massive deal on a more expensive fridge. You know, when you're living out of a bar fridge, it's not going to work.
It's one of those things in the house that's a bit of a must, can't live without thing, isn't it?
It is. It's like a vacuum cleaner. It's funny, you can't live without a vacuum cleaner.
Mm, but I suppose you could get by without a vacuum.
Dirty. Oh,
I'm not saying I would, but I'm just saying, you know, the fridge is one of those things, you know?
Absolutely. It's like a hot water service. There is no way I am having a cold shower. In fact, I had a cold shower when we were in Bali, and even though it was hot, it annoyed me. Mm. It annoyed me to no end.
We were sitting in the back of a taxi when we were in Bali, and myself and a couple of the girls making...
Was this when you overpay the taxi driver?
No.
No.
It was only $20.
It was.
But, you know, as you said, I felt bad. It was the only stuff up, which is the first time, which was good for me. First international travel.
I nearly lost my leg getting out of the cab
because he took off so fast. Well, it was only, like, I think about 27,000 rupiah, which is what, $2.70? So I went to instead of me giving him, and I thought it was 270,000.
Yes,
it must have been only 230,000.
And I'm going, how many blues did you hand over?
So I give him, instead of giving him 50,000 with a, you know, like $2 tip or something.
Yeah,
I gave him 250,000.
Hence why I nearly lost my leg as he drove away in fast speed.
when we were sitting there having lunch, and I'm kicking myself, going, oh my God, you said. It's a $20 tip.
Yeah.
You fed the guy's family for a month. And I'm like, well, you know, it's not that. I didn't give
Pour
him
$200. Pour
me another beer, I
said. I was talking about vanity before too.
Mm.
What have you done for vanity? I recall a silly thing many years ago. Mm-hmm. Because I'm quite white, right? So feta cheese colour white because I'm English. Background.
Yes, the English blood sort of coming out of you.
And I don't know what I was thinking. Everybody was raving on about fake tan.
You didn't.
Oh, I did a little bit of an appliance and came out looking a little bit Oompa Loompa. with a bit of streak as well, because if you don't apply it...
How old were you, 14?
Oh, yeah, probably about 14.
Mm.
Yeah, so hence I tried to scrub it off with a bit of Jex. So then I was red. I don't, because we were talking about that poor lady who injected a silicone into her rump area.
She wanted a bit of a booty.
Yes, but she ended up with no hands and no feet and no
things,
bum.
Yeah, things being...
But imagine sitting on the toilet with no bum. You just fall in. Sorry.
Now, you were asking me a little bit earlier about the injury on my hand. We were talking about putting furniture together, and I went to one of
the... Because it's in a very odd location. It's right in the centre of the palm of your hand.
It's almost like a... what are they called when you get the...
Stigmata.
It's my stigmata.
Yes.
It's my... It's actually... it's my lesbian stigmata from putting furniture together.
Yeah, from a screwdriver.
From a screwdriver.
You realise you can get electronic screwdrivers these days.
Yeah. No. I prefer to use my hands rather than the electrics.
All right. Yeah. I have a drill. I have a hammer drill. I know you need
putting
a bit of pawpaw on that.
Furniture.
That's my pawpaw. That's my cure for all pawpaw.
The pawpaw.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm very proud of my bestie, who we haven't heard from yet tonight, mm-hmm. So I'm sure Doc's on his way home from work. I was at his house a little while ago, and I said, oh, you know, I'm fixing. He goes, I don't own any tools. Like nothing, not even a screwdriver. And I was really proud of him because he's been doing some home renovations lately.
So what does he do? Just call 1-300
Or I bring the tools over, or Michelle does. So he's actually got a collection.
I bet you he's got Velcro, because boys who can't do stuff have Velcro and stuff. They stick stuff on walls and... Wonder why things fall down. A couple. They're terrified of entering their bathroom after spotting, now believe it, a rat. Margaret, 59, and Keith, 67, of Sutton, North London.
Sutton.
Now flush their lavatory first and run the taps before going to the toilet, because apparently the rat comes up through the toilet and peeks up. Hello. Maybe if it's like, wonder if it's like Speedy Gonzales. Before they,
maybe it wants to have a rat feast.
And not only are they frightened of, they called it Roland, right? The rat's called Roland. They've filmed him poking his face up through the bowl.
Oh my God. The wife went to the toilet and heard scratching and she jumped up.
Jumped up and thought, this is the time I'm going to watch. I flushed the toilet straight away and went back, leaving the light on. So, Roland, how does a rat climb up the pipe?
It might be like a water rat.
Yeah, I know, but surely when you flush, it gets flushed down with the effluent.
Effluent, with the bits.
I wasn't going to say poo, but I will now. Effluent.
Poo.
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 So, Roland the rat crawls up your drain pipe and bites you on the bum.
I've heard many a story of, you know, people in America or what have you, that they have the animals that they don't want anymore and they flush them, or they, you know, they have the pet alligator.
Oh, that's myth, isn't it?
I don't know. Well, you know, you would think things like this were urban myth, but, you know, it's there. There's a Roland the rat, and I'm sure that there's been – I've seen photos of snakes in the loos.
A python in your pipe.
Which is, you know, for us is not really that interesting.
I think I'd be very disconcerted if a rat popped its head up my toilet bowl, my S-bend, don't you think? Sue had a rat problem. So maybe, you know, she got the little sonic things and it's got rid of the rat. So maybe...
I don't know, the sonic things go through the water.
Yeah, well, maybe Margaret and Keith from Sutton need to get a
South London.
Rat deterrent.
Sonic rat deterrent.
Yes.
I think they need to move.
Yes,
I'm sorry, but if you flush and the rat still comes back, I'll be like, hello, we're
moving.
Maybe
there's more than one rat. Maybe it's Roland and his sister, Rhonda.
Doctors have removed a pencil from a man's head after he lived with it for 15 years without knowing.
Right.
My first question is,
yes,
how do you not know you've got a pencil in your head?
So was he inhaling pencils at the time, or was it in there since he was a kid and he shoved it up his nose? Or
apparently he had an injury in his childhood which led to the pencil being embedded in his skull.
Right. I think it's more likely to have gone up his nose.
Yeah, you would think so.
Kids
lodged from his sinus to his pharynx. So, yes, there you go. Up the schnoz.
Up the schnoz.
There's not many things that kids won't put up their nose.
And in their ears. Peas, pasta, all sorts of things.
But something else.
Lego. Did you know men settle on their favourite hairstyle when they reach the age of 32, apparently?
32.
And they usually, you know, this is on average, try at 5 different cuts.
Oh.
Yeah. What about women, you might add? Well, women, on the other hand, typically test out 7 styles before finding the one they really want to keep. I think that I might have settled on lesbian cut number 3 when I was younger, I think. What do you reckon?
I don't know. I think mine's about lesbian cut number 2.
I think we've got about 7 different lesbian cuts.
I think we do, yeah.
Brian Bednarik, he's the fastest clapper in the world. right?
And that's and the fastest boy to get the clap.
No, the American smacked his hands together 802 times in a minute. That's 13 times a second to shatter the previous Guinness Book World Record.
Shatter.
Shatter. Now, okay, so you're sitting there one day watching some trashy TV show and you've just gone, I wonder how many times I can clap in a minute. Really? Would you think that? I don't get some people.
Can I just ask to the Guinness Book of World Records people, dude, seriously, like how many ridiculous, I can understand, you know, like having serious things, you know, like the,
like
the
what?
World's,
you standing
know, the
on
world,
your head.
No, the world's tallest man or the, yeah. you know, heaviest cat or what, do you know what I mean?
Like how many times you can burp in a minute? I don't know. I mean, people there's the Guinness yeah, Book for everything.
Yeah, there is.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.